Ezekiel chapter 28. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, say to the prince of Tyre, This is what my Lord the Lord says. Because your heart has been proud, you have said, I am God. I sit in the seat of God in the heart of the seas. But you are a man and not God, and you have inclined your heart to be as if God's heart. Look, you are wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. In your wisdom and your understanding, you have acquired riches, and you have acquired gold and silver in your treasuries. By the greatness of your wisdom, by your trade, you have increased your wealth, and your heart has become proud with your wealth. That is why this is what the Lord says. Because you have disposed your heart to be as if God's heart, therefore I am about to bring foreigners against you, fierce ones from the Gentiles, and they will draw their swords against the excellence of your wisdom, and they will spoil your splendour. They will bring you down into the pit, and you will die the death of him who is struck through in the heart of the seas. Will you really say, I am God, before him who will kill you, when you are a man and not God, in the hands of those who will strike you through? You will die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of foreigners, for I have spoken it, says the Lord, the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, deliver a lamentation to the king of Tyre, and say to him, This is what my Lord the Lord says. You seal perfection in form. You are full of wisdom and are of absolute beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious gemstone was your covering, ruby, topaz and diamond, chrysolite, onyx, jasper, sapphire, chrysoprase, emerald and gold. The workmanship of your drums and your bezels was with you. They were prepared on the day when you were created. You are the anointed cherub who acts as a covering, and I appointed you. You have been on the holy mountain of God. You have walked around among the fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. With the large amount of your trade, they have filled your precincts with violence, and you have sinned, and I have removed you as profaned from the mountain of God. And I will eradicate you, you who act as a covering cherub from among the fiery stones. Your heart has become proud because of your beauty. You have spoilt your wisdom on account of your splendour. I will cast you down to the earth. I will place you before kings for them to look at you. With the abundance of your iniquity, with the unrighteousness in your trade, you have profaned your sanctuaries. So I will produce fire from within you. It will consume you, and I will make you ash on the earth in the sight of all who see you. All among the various nations who know you will be astonished at you. You will be a terrible scene, and you will be no more age-abidingly. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, direct your attention to Sidon and prophesy against it, and you will say, This is what my Lord the Lord says. Here I am against you, Sidon, and I will become glorified within your confines. And they will know that I am the Lord when I execute judgments in it, and I will be sanctified in it. And I will send a plague to it, and blood in its streets, and he who is struck will fall in its precincts by the sword against it all around. And they will know that I am the Lord. And the house of Israel will no longer have a stinging barb or painful thorn from any around them who despise them. And they will know that I am the Lord, the Lord. This is what my Lord the Lord says. When I gather the house of Israel from the nations among which they have been scattered, and I have been sanctified through them in the eyes of the Gentiles, they will live on their land which I have given to my servant, to Jacob. And they will live on it in security. And they will build houses and plant vineyards, and they will live in security when I execute judgments on all those who despise them from round about them, and they will know that I am the Lord their God.